I'm not going to bore you with Finnegan's Wake, but that's the only thing I will say. It's been putting me, this is what I like about it. It's been putting me in a very timeless state, frame of mind.
That's the best way
outside
to
of time. Tillich's dimension of depth.
Of course.
That's how I've been feeling.
You're in Tillich's dimension of depth.
That's how I've been feeling lately. So that's been a nice feeling to kind of leave.
I had a feeling. Have you been caught whacking off lately?
I
know
told
you've
you
been
last
timeless.
Week.
I know you've just been an ageless wanderer, but have you been caught jacking off in a bathroom?
I mean, dude, like HCE, yes, I was caught. Fuck it. I was tempted by the sirens in my own mind.
Thunderfish came and got you.
I was
the Thunderfish caught you. We're both dealing with some thunderfish.
Yeah, I was caught. I was, but that was last weekend, bro. That was in the past.
What are you doing in there?
For real, man. That was so embarrassing. She's like, "What are you doing in there?" And I'm just in the shower with a boner. Just what?
Nothing.
Nothing. She's like, "I saw what you're doing." I was like, "Ah, damn it! Now I got caught lying and jerking off, huh? I'm just the biggest piece of shit in the world, aren't I?"
I wish I could tell you I didn't almost get caught yesterday. I wish I could tell you I almost didn't get caught. I had the scamper.
Did you really?
But she didn't hear the scamper. I survived.
Oh, you
I
got
scampered to the lab. I had the door open, scampered.
So you got the entrance.
I got the skedaddle. I heard the door open, and I skedaddled on back to the lavatory.
Bro, that's not like we've been training for that our whole fucking lives.
I know, but it was. I haven't had to skedaddle in so long. I fucking made it to the bathroom. I was like, "What?
Taking
God,
a shit?
What? I'm doing this.
Taking a shit." So you didn't get the
I didn't get the full release.
Damn, you probably charged it up.
But I was like, "She's taking a nap. I'm fucking set."
Oh yeah,
of course. The second we started,
brother, welcome to my world.
Thunderfish. Thunderfish flops in the room, and I had to ski on daddle down to the lab. With my pants at my knees, ski daddle down.
Expert shuffle.
It's the potato, the sack race to the bathroom. What? I think you scared me.
Why do I have my phone in my shower? I was answering an email.
Checking my phone.
Phone in the shower is the most sinister delight, but also so fucking
It's just
sketchy.
Too risky.
Phone in the shower is so risky. Unless you got a big shampoo bottle, you can fucking pop in front of it. But yeah, man, I don't bring my phone to the shower. I used to. There was a period where I was big phone and shower guy, and it's just like, I think it's literally taken a couple years off of my life. The anxiety,
yeah,
of just having just the lowest volume, just going, fuck, oh shit, what the fuck is that? Just phone soaking wet on the fucking sink outside the shower.
the garage door at my parents' house. That was a godsend.
That's what you need, man.
We need to bring back garage doors.
Get this rigged up with an alarm, dude.
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
No, I got it. Yeah.
Do you have the
you got a ring camera now?
Oh, perfect. There you go.
See who's coming and going.
There you go.
Yep. Why don't you say it?
Yeah, man, get in here.
Say it into the microphone, bud.
Yeah, caught fapping recently?
Not recently, but you know how every college dorm is like, yeah, they got the drains are all clogged because all the kids are. Have you ever heard that old tale?
No, but it makes perfect sense.
My dorm showers, drains. Everyone always has that story.
Especially you
about,
with your fucking hairy ass.
Well, they say it's because of the cum. They say it's
good.
Yeah,
the
boys
and
dorm
your ass
shower
hair.
Drains always clog with cum and ass hair. And I was contributing to that clog in my university my freshman year.
In the common shower area?
In the common shower area. That's where I would have to hurt myself because I had two roommates in my dormitory.
I don't think I caught a beat in the shower, Kyle. I really don't.
It's really bad. It's like a hospital shower too. There, you know, it's like the shitty curtains and it's just, you know, like a closet. So it's a sad beat in there. And my classmates hollered at me while I was hurting myself in the college shower. What do you do to them?
I think we caught someone one time where we used to, like, while people were showering, we would fuck with them in my freshman dorm, and we, like, one time yanked the curtain open, and the dude was just standing there with a full-on rager. We're like, oh!
Yeah, that's what would happen to me if they were to breach it. That would have happened to me.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I've tried to come up with a million arguments for why I'm having a boner in the shower, and there's no, it's just, you're busted,
warm
bro.
Warm water felt good.
Leave me alone.
I'm so relaxed.
There's also there's a noise pattern. If you're beating off in the shower, the water falls in a very specific way.
Yeah.
You gotta try to like at least turn your back.
Avoid that.
You gotta turn your back to it. But then you're like, well, I want the warmth.
Yeah.
So I can simulate fellatio. So
it's tricky.
You gotta watch it because it's like the water falls in like little torrential drops. But yeah, you know, all our brothers, dude, stay strong out there, dude. Mm-hmm. Keep it underground. Keep it underground, dude. It's the revolution, dude.
It will not be televised. Occasionally, it almost gets televised. And you have to scamper.
I told you, I spun the last time I got caught into some SEX, though.
Yes.
I just fully owned it and was like, bro, I'm getting erotic in here. Excuse me. I'm all worked up, man. Help me out. Help a brother out here. Mm-hmm. Help a brother out here. I should have done the Uncle Sam yell. What are you doing in there? Don't do it in there, young man.
You must be out your damn mind.
Your wife will be awake any minute.
You love the Super Bowl performance.
I thought it was underwhelming. I really did.
Yeah, it was.
I had, you know, did I kind of want to see it go poorly? I think there was part of me genuinely that, you know, I was hating.
Not as much as they were hating.
They were hating hard, bro.
That was the most hate.
That was fucking.
It was the most hate possible.
It was some really. I didn't understand all the symbology under it, dude. I mean, I didn't know.
So deep.
I didn't know whose exes were there.
The X's were there because it was like a PlayStation, and this is a game.
Oh shit!
You ever think about that?
Oh shit,
bro! His chain was an A minor.
I was trying to figure out. I thought it was his middle initial. A minor. Yeah. Oh, also, actually, kind of technically, it was a lowercase A. A minor is. There's like an actual notation for A minor. You can do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's like I thought the lowercase a would be the A minor.
No, there'd be a tiny little m. That's technically a minor. That's just a lowercase a. That's just a little a. But maybe it's even deeper. There's probably some shit I'm not even seeing.
I don't know anything about keys at all.
Yeah, or like secret fucking pedophile hieroglyphs.
Well, then the a minor doesn't. Why? Maybe I got that symbology wrong.
You could be right, though, man. I mean, why else would there be a tiny little a? You know, checks out. It makes sense to me. But yeah, I don't know. It lacked kind of the showmanship. I was like, dude, Urscher last year, say what you want about Urscher. You know what I mean? Look, the guy's got skeletons. I don't know what happened. I know he got in some legal hot water. Hopefully it's not true about potentially giving a man herpes, which, you know, I hope he didn't do that.
Yeah.
But his performance was great, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Urscher's performance was crazy. That was just like, okay. I don't know. It seemed all built around smiting another man, and it was just kind of like, bro, like, it's cool. You know, winning's great. Yeah. I'm glad you won, but I don't know, man. It wasn't for me.
For sure. I mean, yeah, you want to play your hits.
Yeah.
And not, I don't know, because one of the knocks on him is the only time he gets attention is when he's talking about Drake.
As of late, for sure.
And there it is again. He did it again.
Yeah.
He got the most attention of his career because.
But here's what you got to think about. This is what you got to think about. And I do appreciate Jim Jones for opening my eyes to thinking like this. What about the bag? What kind of bag was he getting? Because they were coming at Drake for
the Super Bowl?
Yeah. He got the
bag. It's free.
What?
Yeah.
You perform for free?
Yeah.
What is
$0.
This? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Just, I guess it's like good publicity?
Yeah.
What? Who pays for all those fucking million dancers?
I mean, I'm sure they cover that. You don't pay for that, but.
Okay. That'd be crazy, bro. Footing the bill that. And I'd be like, yeah, let me surround myself with 800.
Gunner, why am I doing the fact checking? Come on, man.
I said, if I had to fit the bill for 800 male dancers, that's crazy. He had a lot of bros. It was just the bros, dude. That was another.
A lot of guys dancing.
I'm going to need 800 male dancers.
I like tough dancing.
Me too.
I like when people are mad dancing.
I got a little scared. I was like, oh.
I was spooked out. Oh, I was scared of that. I was very scared during the performance.
It's classic. That was a Philip Ross one book. He got it. The old professor does that like accidentally. He's like saying a ghost.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel like there's a spook in here. And the student's like, hey. And they fire him off the campus. But the professor's secretly half black and he's been hiding it his whole life. We could talk lit, dude, all you want.
I would love to talk lit.
But yeah, dude, that was, it was just kind of boring. It was just like, all right, this is, it did take him to new heights. Him, like, besting Drake in a, you know, an exchange of words did take him to new heights, but it's like.
What's going on, Sean? Did you find out the information?
He got a bag, but he got a baby bag. He gets the standard union rate, which is $1,000 per day for rehearsal and performance.
A baby bag.
He got a baby bag. Yeah.
He got a little bag. Yeah, he got a fanny pack.